Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 22nd of September 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7 ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Mike VK7FB. On 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 by Clayton VK7ZCR. And on D-Star Reflector 091 by Roger VK7HRW. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Contest news. VK7 takes out the RD contest again. Congratulations, VK7. We have won the RD contest for the third time running. Over 17% of licensed VK7s submitted logs for the contest, with a total of 43 logs. Richard VK7ZBX won the single operator phone section with 1,101 points, which is a new record. Murray VK7ZMS came third in the single operator phone with 963 points. Herman VK7HW came third in the single operator mix section with 550 points. Bob VK7ZRF came second in the QRP phone section with 7 points, and Peter VK7KPC came third in the QRP mixed section with 19 points. VK7HSD, which is the new Huon Scout group call under the guidance of Michael VK7MRS, featured in the multi-single section with 13 points. It was great to see four scout groups in the multi-single section. The standout VK7 Foundation license entry was Paul VK7FPCL, who came first in the Foundation license section with 255 points, and Paul gives us an idea of his first contest below. First in the team score was the Cronies Plus One, with Murray VK7ZMS, Richard VK7ZBX and Hayden VK7HH with 2,506 points. A huge thank you to all VK7s who participated. It is only through this level of participation that made this victory possible. Congratulations, VK7. And now in contest news, VK7FPCL gives us a bit of a rundown of his first RD contest. Having been a Foundation class member for 16 months, it was a bit of a secret of mine that I haven't yet made a contact. In all that time, I saved for a new HF radio, built several 40-metre kits, built antennas and slowly assembled equipment for what drew me into amateur radio hobby electronics. Something else grew during that time, mic fright. I was quite comfortable farnarkling around in my shack and listening to what rag chews I could get with my 40-metre delta loop, thank you very much. Yet, in the back of my mind, I knew that I'd have to break the seal one day. As my friendships grew at my local radio club, Reist, in Hobart, this embarrassing little secret started to slip out. So, the day came when I was pitching in at a club working bee, and Richard Howlett, VK7ZBX, and Murray Southwell, VK7ZMS, metaphorically pinned me down and said, "Hey, we've got just the thing to get you on the air. The RD is coming up in 2 weeks." The RD? I had no idea what that was, as I was in no way paying attention to any type of contesting calendar. No siree. I responded that I can get on 40 metres and 80 metres, and I have an old 70 centimetre mobile rig, but no UHF antenna. Richard and Murray just smiled and said that they would drop by and have a look at my location and see what could be done. 4 days later, Richard shows up in his work truck and starts unloading antennas, masts and cable. Murray turned up with a radio and an auto tuner. And before I knew it, I had a VHF and a dual band UHF VHF antenna, thanks to Ben VK7BEN mounted on my roof and feed line running through my garage window. A few radio checks later and I found myself committed to participating in my first RD contest. What the heck have I done? The next few days were spent in a panic labelling radios with operating frequencies, loading and learning log software and writing my call sign on post-it notes to stick all over my bench. There was also food prep and water bottles to fill. Speaking of bottles, it was freezing in my garage, so I had to get the LPG topped up for the gas heater. And yes, Richard, I had proper ventilation and a CO alarm. I went through 4 kilograms of gas in 24 hours. The day and time came and the official reading ended. I was contesting. I spent the first half hour just listening and experiencing the flow and cadence of the operators. I took the plunge and called out CQRD. VK7ZMS responded and I had my first QSO. The next 24 hours was great fun with all the same experiences that those of you that participated had. I could only band dance a little due to the frequencies that I was allowed to operate on. Well, that and the fact that there was not much happening on 40 and 80. I got better and better as the day advanced, but interestingly and probably obviously to seasoned contestants, after about 12 to 15 hours I started making more mistakes, grabbing the wrong mic, tripping up on my call sign and fumbling log entries. All in all, a really great experience. Back at the club, I felt a new kinship as members came up to me and said that it was great to work the RD with me, and a big surprise to find that I had actually won the Foundation Award for the day. Due to other commitments, I haven't been on the air since the RD, but I can tell you one thing, it's not because of mic fright. And that came 73 from Paul, VK7FPCL. And contest news again. Oceana DX reminder. The Oceana DX contest is almost upon us. It's just 2 weekends away from the phone section. While VK7 has featured prominently in the Remembrance Day contest for some years, our turnout for the Oceana DX contest has been all but non-existent. Just 5 entries last year. Why is this? Perhaps VK7s just don't know what they're missing out on. So let me explain. Stations inside Oceana get points for contacting any station anywhere in the world. Stations outside Oceana only get points for contacting Oceana stations. This means the whole world is trying to work us. If you love the RD contest, you'll love Oceana DX. It has well over 5 times the participants of the RD, which means the bands are really busy. This is an excellent opportunity to get lots of DX stations in the log. Phone section starts Saturday the 5th of October at 0800 UTC and runs for 24 hours. Hope to hear you on air during the contest. 73 from Murray, VK7ZMS. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that another pack of QSL cards arrived on Friday the 20th September in time to have them sorted and listed in this week's broadcast email. 345 cards were received for 26 different call signs. As usual, Herman will deliver cards to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only 1 or 2 cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email, and the address is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest, NWTR and TVG notice of general meeting. The next meeting is set for 28th of September. Yes, it is close. Due to overload, I am late with reminders. Please note this is a week earlier than usual as the Scouts wish to have their building free for all October to accommodate Yankee auction donations and organising space. The Scouts also asked the club some time ago for anyone interested in giving them a hand before or on the day to get in touch with Scout personnel. This was asked of club members some time ago in a special request, so consider it a reminder to anyone interested. A small plate for afternoon tea will be most appreciated, and the box and content left behind last time will be there to be collected by its owner. So don't forget, our general meeting will be held at the Scout Hall, Ulverston, starting at 2 p.m. on the 28th of September, 1 week early. That's 73 from Shirl, VK7HSC, President of the NWTR and TVG. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. As promised last week, I will provide you with a quick rundown, and by quick I mean a very quick rundown, of our September meeting held last Saturday the 14th. The weather was great, but Sky Warner was lit as the club room is still a bit cold in these months. Mind you, you cannot please all. A number complained it was too hot, another said it was just perfect. Sounds a bit like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We had a great roll-up, though, with the meeting commencing bang on 1400 hours. As has become the norm these days, the agenda was worked through in a very good time, actually all of 30 minutes. I will write up the minutes in coming days, as I don't expect it'll take me long. That is one of the real side benefits of brief general meetings. With the meeting closed, afternoon tea was brought out, and what a great spread. Sandwiches, cocktail, frankfurts, cakes and slices. Yes, NTARC is famous for its food, and this event fully lived up to that reputation. With plates and cups full, we all sat round and discussed the problems of the world. Mind you, I don't think we actually solved any problems, but as these discussions tend to go, we covered a multitude of subjects and, of course, had the odd joke thrown in. Actually, on reflection, I don't think any of the jokes were odd, just all genuinely funny. Equine event, next Saturday, September the 28th, we'll see the NTARC's communications team once again providing safety comms for the Mersey Lea Equine Endurance Ride. Our communications trailer will be set up at base camp, which will be located at 53 Lambert Road, Mersey Lea, on Friday afternoon. NTARC will be providing two checkpoints along the trail. This is a one-day ride comprising of 80, 40 and 20-kilometre events. The 80-kilometre ride commences at 6 a.m. and the other two rides will follow at a more respectable time with suitably spaced timing between them. If you are able to assist, then our Safety Comms Coordinator Norm, BK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you. He can be contacted by email at safetycomms.ntarc@gmail.com. If you do decide to attend, you will need to bring along warm gear, preferably weatherproof, a chair, coffee mug and your lunch. Wednesday technical sessions. For all those members who hang out waiting for the weekly technical session report, I am so sorry to advise that due to various circumstances we are unable to provide you with one this week. Those internet gremlins are at it again. Rest assured, next week you will have a combined report. And now coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 2nd of October and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through to 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something you are currently building or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. For those members that attend the technical sessions, please note, there will be no technical session the following Wednesday, 9th of October, due to our October general meeting being held that night. Future events. October general meeting. Wednesday the 9th of October. As just mentioned, this meeting will be held on Wednesday week. It will commence at 19:30 hours at 7:30 p.m. and, like previous recent meetings, will be held in the small meeting room. I suspect the weather will still not bring high evening temperatures by then, so Sky Warmer will likely to be lit when you arrive, but hopefully for the last time this year. As mentioned earlier, there will be no technical session on this night. Jota Jotai 2019. NTARC will be hosting the event at the NTARC Club Rooms, formerly known as the Rochely Scout Hall. Activities will start on Saturday the 19th of October at noon to 8pm and on Sunday the 20th of October from 10am to 3pm. As usual, it will be split over the two halls, with Jotai being set up in the big hall by the Rovers. This year, Jota Jotai is celebrating 62 years of connecting scouts and guides by radio and 23 years of internet connection. As in past years, we will be offering a barbecue with the usual sausages and onion in bread available at a donation of $2 and drinks, either hot or cold, for a similar $2 donation. If you are able to assist on either of or both these days, could you please contact NTARC's Jota coordinator Peter, VK7KPC, by email, and the address is dodd.pc, that's dodd.pc, at bigpond.com, or by mobile 0408 805 086, that's 0408 805 086. Now, coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10am and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rachel Lee. At 73 from Yvonne, VK7 FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Reached September visit, behind the scenes, ABC TV and radio. A huge thank you to Damien VK7SD and Alan VK7KAD, who have agreed to give us behind the scenes tour into the ABC TV and radio studios in Hobart. This is to be a fascinating tour by some of the technical staff who have been doing a huge program of work to improve the studios. This will be happening this Wednesday night, 25th of September 2019, from 7:30 sharp. Please meet at the front of the ABC studios. There is limited parking at the studios. However, there is plenty of parking along Aberdeen Street next to the Aquatic Centre. Please be careful crossing the road to get to the studios. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Save the date. Reached October tour. Ever wondered what goes on to bring you that carton of flavoured milk? Well, this behind-the-scenes tour of the Lion Dairy and Drinks Company in Lenner Valley will show you the whole process. We are lucky to have the chief engineer, Dale Barnes, VK7DG, to show us through. The levels of automation and process control used within this factory are a wonder to behold. Given this is a food production facility, all visitors will need to comply with the hygiene and good manufacturing practice requirements as we all do as employees. This includes all visitors needing to wear long pants fully covering the legs. Visitors will be supplied boots, dust coats, protective safety glasses, hair nets and beard masks, washing and sanitising of hands before entering the production area. The tour will take place on Wednesday the 16th of October at 7:30pm. Meet at the front office car park, 215 Lenner Valley Road. A huge thank you to Dale for organising this tour. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. Our night started with a celebration of VK7 winning the Remembrance Day contest. Justin, VK7TW, took the audience through the contest manager Alan, VK74SN manager's report, and these have been highlighted above in the RD contest report. This included getting winners, Richard, VK7ZBX, and Paul, VK7FPCL, in the studio and interviewing them. Warren, VK7WN, also gave his thoughts about his first RD contest participation. Justin, VK7TW, then showed his 3.7 GHz Downeast microwave preamp that he has finished and will be installing in his 3.4 GHz panel. Justin and Paul then took a look at the latest Low Key magazine and one of the articles on recycling 18650 LiPo batteries for QRP operation. Justin showed a laptop battery that he had taken apart to show the 6 18650 LiPo cells. These standardised cells are used all over the place, including Tesla batteries. Paul and Justin then went through the plastic Lego components to put these batteries into packs. Justin then went through a range of other LiPo batteries from a range of devices and phones and the electronics to charge and provide the output level required. Thanks, Paul. We then had John, VK7FJPA, into the studio with a couple of nice signal generators that were discovered at a local resource tip shop. John and Justin then took a close-up look at these devices. We then did comparisons of the resource tip shops around the place. Thanks, John. Our videos included the VK7HH 3.4 GHz record-making video, TX Factor, and some SDR videos to finish off the night. We ventured out into the Queen's Domain compound to test the new front-end modifications on the 3.4 GHz panels, and these performed very well. The sensitivity of these panels has improved greatly. We get back underway with our DATV Experimenters Nights in a fortnight time. That's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30am at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. In Tark, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10am. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30pm to 10:30pm in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rachel Lee, Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and the Experimenters Club, Experimenters Nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Now events, Reist, September the 25th, behind the scenes tour of ABC TV and Radio Hobart from 7:30pm. In Tark, October the 9th, general meeting from 7:30pm. Reist, October the 16th, tour of Lion Dairy and Drinks Company in Lenner Valley, 7:30pm. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, Intark and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, Talk Group 5, VK7ZCR. D-Star, Refractor 091, VK7HRW. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news broadcast for this week. You have been listening, or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.